I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, February 28. Coming up, BOJ implements structural reforms targeting growth, JCF intensifies teen removal, and CMI signs agreement to train pilots for drones. The news in detail after the break.
Residents of Yalas and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Tuesday, February 28 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas. 3-day express service will be offered alongside our regular 7-day service. No cash will be accepted. You can make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Tuesday, February 28, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Yalas High School in St. Thomas.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on, and that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fish in a dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Now the news. The Bank of Jamaica BOJ has implemented structural reforms aimed at supporting the government's target of 5% growth over the next 4 years. Governor of the BOJ, Brian Winters, says these reforms are designed to remove impediments to growth.
Recently, we used our powers under the Banking Services Act to facilitate a lowering of the capital risk weighting for bank loans that are guaranteed by the Development Bank of Jamaica's Credit Enhancement Facility.
Mr. Winter was addressing journalists at a recent quarterly media briefing. The BOJ is also playing a central role in other initiatives aimed at improving access to finance. These include development of the National Financial Inclusion Strategy, expected to be unveiled in the coming weeks and months. The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has intensified its drive to remove tins from public passenger vehicles, PPVs, in keeping with regulations under the Road Traffic Act. Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen, says the efforts are geared at improving citizen security.
It is against this background that we have intensified our program with regards to the removal of tins from public passenger vehicles so that there can be clear view of what is taking place in those vehicles. Recall that we would have had situations where a number of our women and children would have suffered through the nefarious activities of those with ill intentions.
The police have moved to enforce tint regulations relating to public passenger vehicles as part of recent anti-crime measures announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. In the meantime, the Jamaica Constabulary Force is reporting compliance from operators in the removal of tins from public passenger vehicles.
Since the announcement, there has been a good deal of compliance. Persons of, in a voluntary way, right across the island, engage in a voluntary manner to remove tins from their vehicles. One of our traffic officers in Hanover would have reported going into the bus park, and from a discussion he had with over 150 operators, they all in a voluntary way removed their tins.
Commanding Officer of the Traffic and Highway Division, Senior Superintendent Calvin Allen. He was speaking at a GIS think tank session Monday. And the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, has signed an agreement with AgroKalem Limited to train pilots for unmanned aerial systems commonly called drones. This will see a drone laboratory being established at the CMI through funding from AgroKalem. In addition to the training of pilots, the agreement will facilitate the testing of drones to meet regional agricultural needs, including the spraying of crops. Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, says the move is closely aligned with the Institute's mandate to invest in engineering and research as a core development feature of its transition to a university. He says the institution is creating a research-oriented environment driven by commercial activity to ensure a sustainable source of funding for projects and the consistent involvement of students in the ventures. AgroKalem is the first industrial drone services company in the Caribbean. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.